This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for October 2015. Can playing classical music in the background of your school bus and in your school's hallway lead to a stress-free environment? On September 24, 2014, it was reported on the radio and in the Virginia Pilot newspaper of Norfolk, Virginia, that on a Norfolk school bus taking students home from school, two students, ages 11 and 13, got into an argument, and the 13-year-old stabbed the 11-year-old with a knife. The 11-year-old was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and the 13-year-old was taken to the Norfolk Juvenile Detention Center. Contrast this with the Pocosin, Virginia school buses that had been playing classical music in the background of their school buses for several years so that their students have a safe, calm, and enjoyable ride to and from school. What does listening to classical music do for your students? Listening to classical music, your students will be calmer and be able to concentrate and think more clearly. Dr. Raymond McDonald of Glasgow's Caledonian University says, some classical music approximates the rhythm of the resting heart, 70 beats per minute. This music can slow a heart that is beating too fast. Dr. Carol A. Locke, a Harvard-trained psychiatrist working in Boston, says, listening to classical music has an impact on intelligence and productivity, stimulates the mind, relieves anxiety, helps with concentration, and reduces stress. So put on classical music, like Mozart's symphonies and Baroque composers Bach and Vivaldi and others, before your students get on your bus, so it will calm them and help them to relax and concentrate better. Elizabeth Hamilton sent us this story about her school's hallways. Mrs. Hamilton said, on her first day at work in a North Carolina middle school, she was appalled at the noise level in the hallways. Students were yelling, banging locker doors, chasing one another, bullying and sneering at any teacher who tried to quiet them. Students were poking at one another until physical fight would break out between two or more, at which the rest of the class would jump to their feet chanting, fight, fight, fight. Teachers tried in vain to gain attention long enough to teach. The place was, to put it bluntly, chaotic. After a few days, Mrs. Hamilton asked the principal for a private conference. At the conference, she suggested that they use the school's public address system to pipe classical music throughout the halls at the beginning of the school day, during breaks, and at the end of the day. The music would, she explained, calm the students and produce an atmosphere more conducive to study. It would prepare their brains for academic pursuits. Mrs. Hamilton suggested a few composers and offered to select appropriate recordings. The principal agreed, and the plan was instituted the following Monday morning. At first, most students looked towards the speakers and scoffed. The scoffing subsided gradually, though, and the halls became quieter as the week progressed. Mrs. Hamilton said the principal, the campus police officer, and other school personnel acknowledged that classical music has incomparable power. Mrs. Hamilton said the principal continued to use classical music throughout that year, changing the recordings frequently. So, for your stress-free environment in your school hallways, follow Mrs. Hamilton's North Carolina Middle School and put on your classical music in the background of your school hallways so your students can be calm and prepare themselves to concentrate on their schoolwork. Also follow the Pocosin, Virginia Public Schools and have your classical music in the background of your school buses so your students will be safe, calm, and enjoy the ride to and from school so they can think calmly and clearly about their schoolwork.